Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the American Awakening. Thanks for staying with us tonight. Still traveling on the open road with a low battery and only a few more miles to go till homebound. So if I lose you, I'll take over Gary and Chris. But meanwhile, I wanted to turn it back to, we got Gary in Michigan. We got Chris in Las Vegas. We're talking about just about everything tonight, but mostly spiritual, scriptural, historical. Well, let me just turn it back to Chris and let him continue with his commentary, and Gary and George in Texas as well. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, I'll finish up. I'm looking over a document that I downloaded some time ago from No Law Requires You to Record and Pledge Your Private Auto, and it cites Olmstead, O-L-M-S-T-E-A-D, versus U.S. at 277-438, 48 Supreme Court 564. It declared that decency, security, and liberty alike demand that government officials shall be subjected to the same rules of conduct that are commands to the citizen. In a government, the law's existence of the government will be imperiled if it fails to observe the law scrupulously. Our government is a potent and omnipresent teacher. For good or ill, it teaches the whole people by its example. Crime is contagious. If the government becomes a lawbreaker, it breeds contempt for the law. It invites every man to become a law unto himself. It invites anarchy. To declare that the administration of the law, the end justifies the means, would bring terrible retribution against the pernicious doctrine. The court should resolutely set its face. And I think that's what we're seeing. Government has become a law unto itself, and it's become an abuser. It's a purveyor and a pervert. It preys upon the people. It's being used as a weaponized force against the people to destroy all private property rights and invoke the Communist Manifesto. We are almost full bore born into the Communist Manifesto, just like Nikita Khrushchev when he pounded his shoe off the table, and the Kennedy administration said he would take us over from within without firing a shot. It looks like he was more right than he was wrong, in my estimation.
Right. You're right spot on. And what a great, that was a great decision. That was very interesting. I mean, the government is becoming just an entity unto itself. It has nothing to do with representation or justice or any type of equality. And I'm not talking about the communistic equality. I'm talking about being treated equally by the government that's supposed to be serving us. And it doesn't do it. It just gets in a position of command and control. Throw everybody under admiralty law, take a big stocks, insurance policy out as when you're born, and turn your birth certificate into a stock certificate, and anything they can get you to sign, they turn it into a fiduciary instrument and trade it on the open market as mortgage-backed securities and real estate investment trusts. And if you dig into the corporate structure of Correction Corporation of America, you'll see this REIT, Real Estate Investment Trust. They're selling prisoners as real estate on the open market, and you'll see the ticker tape symbols from the NASDAQ, international companies all over Germany and Japan and China that literally own our flesh and the flesh of the Bundys through the bonded prisoners and the bonded court cases that are going on specifically in the Bundy situation because it's so high profile. But that's what's behind it. Everybody's a piece of money. People are property. Corporations are people. Gary, Chris?
Can I speak?
Sure, George. Go ahead, my friend.
You know, the thing is, I took a step back, and, you know, I talk a lot. I call a lot of patriot community stuff. And, you know, there are some people that are saying we need a second American Civil War and all that stuff. And, you know, and I'm kind of seeing, you know, I think they're being bought into a trap because I'm sitting there stepping back. You know, I prayed about this and everything, and, you know, I think God, my Lord, in my mind's eye, sitting there and go, that wouldn't be a good idea because this is what the devil really wants to do. Because there's one thing this United States does, even though it provokes illegal wars internationally, it's one thing this country does and no other country is doing right now. And that is, we are the only country funding the missionary field around the world, trying to spread the gospel around the world. And, you know, if there's a second American Civil War, the economy will crash, the dollar will crash, and, you know, all those funds for that missionary work around the world would dry up, too. And I think that's what the devil wants to stop. And I really think we ought to think twice. You know, I mean, Donald Trump, I really think he's a really decent man. I really think he's naive when it comes to the police. I mean, he's been in a very politically well-connected environment. So the police are always going to treat him nice, but he doesn't really know how the police really treat the citizens. I mean, they're trained by the Israelis to treat us like how they treat the Palestinians, and I really think Donald Trump... What's that?
Yep.
And I really
You're right on that.
And, you know, the thing is like, I had family that done contract work for Donald Trump, and believe me, and the thing is, he's surrounded by bad people, but, you know, he was a businessman. And when he was in business, he hired people that were loyal to him. And he's finding out the government's a really different type of creature. You just can't fire him that easy. I mean, it takes an act of Congress to fire a low-level bureaucrat, the way the laws are set up. And, you know, there's a lot of things, there's a lot of things I don't agree with Trump's doing, but, you know, it's more like I really believe God gave us a reprieve, and, you know, it's God's agenda, I think, that's on the earth, not Trump's agenda. And that's what we got to look at. We got to focus on the mission, not the obstacles, not the storm. Focus on the mission. Hello?
Excellent points, Gary. Gary, would you like to comment, or Chris?
Well, I think that being that the agency of the Department of Justice, the agency of the FBI, are all agencies, and they exist under the legislative powers of the POTUS as the commander-in-chief or as the chief executive officer, chief financial officer of the corporate agency of government that's become. And thereby, if he chose to terminate, fire, you're fired, was his famous line from the show, Jeff Sessions, and bring in Bob Barr, who actually understands constitutional government very well. He has been very close to Larry Klayman. Has, you know, he's pretty sharp, and he's had some success, although he does have a strong love for Zionist Israel, and I find that to be a dangerous concept with a lot of the Trump inner circle, that they're very, very allied with that slant of mindset to the other interests other than those of the U.S. to serve the Theodore Herzl Zionist Israel. And that's dangerous for Americans. And we're all seeing that danger. This is exactly what you're seeing. The Holy Roman Catholica Christo Synagogue of Satan, the Catholica Church, was taken over by the Jew suits, or the Jesuits, as they call them, those who call themselves Jews or not, the Ashkenazi Khazarian Empire. That's who the Opus Dei and the warring arm of the Catholic occult church was. And that's who was in ancient Rome. Of course, Gaius, he used to build big poles and put the laws up on the poles at 20 foot high so the people couldn't read them and claim they had to adhere to the law even though they couldn't read the law. They were under the law, so therefore they had to be exposed to the law. That's about the same sort of insanity that we're seeing in our country today. They codify it. If you look up the word codify in Black's Law Dictionary, you'll find that it means everything from bringing accord and harmony with the existing law to completely obliterate and replace with a new form of law, which is exactly what has happened, and that goes back to Judah Shapiro's article, the professor emeritus of law at Georgetown Jesuit University, who wrote her treatise on how the Jewish shittar replaced the English common law. And now it's replaced American common law on our soil. The U.S. district courts are not American law courts. They're foreign law courts. And that's the reason you're seeing all this treason and treachery in Gloria Navarro's court, where she is aiding and abetting a prosecution from the bench, which she should be recused and removed from that case, not to mention Jeff Sessions voiced his own opinion saying how well the prosecution was doing. Well, absolutely, when you got the judge on the prosecution's team on a federal court with a federal judge, how else do you think it's going to come in? It's just nothing but a communist show trial. It's a star chamber court, an inquisition with her as the high lord inquisitioner, or inquisitioness, as the case may be.
Well, even Cliven Bundy, I heard, he couldn't even choose his own paid government spy, defense attorney, you know. That's all a defense attorney is, a paid government spy that we pay for.
Well, if you suffer from Stockholm Syndrome, you might want an attorney, but they're all on the same bar team, no matter what role they're playing, whether they're acting as the prosecutor, defender, or the judge, or some other role in the court. They're all in the same bar gang, and so whenever you think and falsely believe in your so-called attorney-client myth of protected privileged communications, and you divulge your secrets to your attorney, and you think in confidence, but he has a higher duty and obligation to his bar oath, to his officer of the court status, and not to you, the mere printing client, money-paying client. That's Volume 7 of Corpus Juris Secundum. That'd be the second body of the law, attorney-client relationships, under officers of the court. You'll find all officers of the court are oath, one, to the bar, two, as officers of the court, and three, not to their mere money-paying clients explicitly.
Well, can I ask you a question? This is, I think, a color of law thing. There's no law on the books that say you have to be a member of the bar to be a judge, be a prosecutor, or be you don't have to be a member of the bar to practice in a court of law.
If it were a court of law, you would be correct. However, these legal la-la land courts, where everything is legal and nothing is illegal, in these foreign law courts, these private foreign commercial businesses for preying upon the people, and I had a complaint last week that I brought forth under the American Disabilities Act, because in a different court, not in the Bundy court in particular that I was sitting in, I requested an ADA hearing accommodation device, a set of headphones. And they demanded that I produce ID or credentials to do so. I showed them to them, but I wasn't going to turn it over and let them know who I was, and divulge my information, testify against myself, against my Fifth Amendment violated rights of having to produce identification to get an ADA hearing accommodation device. So I contacted, and it's called I contacted the GSA. I was told they were the ones that had to do with the ADA administration. And I met with a fellow by the name of Jacob, I think his name was, that was there at the 333 Las Vegas Boulevard, the George Foley Federal Court Building. And he told me that they rented the court buildings to the private foreign corporate businesses of the U.S. District Courts. And he gave me the name of the administrator for the courts. Now, that's a very important role, because as I understand, we the people, for our de jure grand juries and the people's grand jury, and having our own, really it's the first branch, not of government, the branch that created the government, the people's grand jury, that's what's supposed to hold these terrorists that are running outside their scope and sphere of their limited enumerated powers and obligations and duties, break the law and commit treason and seditious conspiracy to undermine the republic. We're supposed to be the ones holding them accountable. We are not the first branch of government. We're the creators of government. And therefore, we're not the fourth branch of government, because we're outside the government, although there's a guy by the name of an attorney named Leo D'Onofrio who wrote an article claiming that the federal grand jury was the fourth branch of government. Well, that's an extension of the bar. There, it's a judge-controlled grand jury, and that is not the people's grand jury that's supposed to be holding these bad actors under accountability, just like the court I was sitting in J.C. Mahon, whose daughter or granddaughter or some other relative sent me a debt collection letter trying to extort money from me for $1,500 out of Yavapai County, Arizona, and she has coincidentally the exact same last name. What a surprise.
Well, about the Bar Association, is the Bar Association and the Admiralty Court, is that the British royalty trying to reoccupy America through the court system?
Well, remember Hamilton? Even Jefferson, even old Ben Franklin, part of the Hellfire Club, they were all very deeply embedded within the British and the French aspects of the Masonic-controlled court systems over there. Alexander Hamilton was absolutely a bar-registered agent. In fact, I'm not sure it's not the Bar Con's registration, if you really want to know the truth about it. They tell us it's the British accredited agency or a very registry, as the case may be. They've got different so-called nomenclatures for it, but they're all supposed to be registered under the Foreign Agents Registration Act as foreign agents, because they represent other interests other than American. And you can go back and look through the different hearings of Kiefhofer, and I mean, there's just a myriad of people who have looked into this stuff. The cult of the bar that's taken over there, there is absolutely a bar qualification for the Supreme Court to sit on the Supreme Court now. That is an affront to American form of government. This private form agency, these professional associates under the law of agencies, they call it, have taken complete control of the so-called criminals just system in America. That's why there's no justice for Americans, because it's all a star chamber, a Sanhedrin or a Sanhedrin, whatever you want to call it. These are foreign law courts like they had in ancient Rome, ancient Egypt, ancient Sumer, and ancient Babel.
Like I say, it goes back thousands of years. The only way is to be able to get rid of this corrupt form of government and this bail court system is when Jesus returns.
Well, there's some interesting etymology of the word term Iesus or Jesus or Jesus, as they sometimes call him. In ancient Hebrew, the term Jesus meant the horse. In ancient Greek or Latin or Hellenistic as we know it, Iesus meant son of Zeus. In fact, if you looked at Dr. Zeus, I'm not sure it's much different. But I think the Christ is actually the name that was there. And like Gary was saying, Yahweh or Yah. I can't say it like he says. I thought it was Yahweh. But there's different ways of saying it. But there's supposed to be, he would mention the Tetragrammaton or Tetragrammaton, which really had 72 names for the high names of what they termed was their God. And I'm a little concerned about that particular reference, because that was part of the synagogue's books of the Talmud and the Kabbalah and other Zohar, and their spoken rabbi cults, if you will. Those, I mean, some of these things, when you start reading their Talmud, it can make your toes curl and your hair fall out and other sorts of deleterious things, because these are some really depraved and perverse individuals that read this stuff. You got to read it for yourself. You'll never believe it. If I told you, you'd think I was lying to you.
What book do you think is more wicked, the Quran or the Talmud?
Well, they're both, if you remember back to Abram, or then Abram, and then Abraham, and Abraham, he had multiple different names. And whenever he was given a bride who was an Egyptian woman, which they were, they were from Kemet. They were actually the black race. She was a princess, and she gave him a son. And there was Jacob and Isaac, or Isaac. And they were both given many tribes. And so when you understand that these are different factions of the same lineage of the tribe, you have to use some prayerful discernment when you read some of these so-called scriptures. I have some real concerns. You know, when you look at the King James, even the ancient King James Version, and some of the others, there's no actual order to those. There are different books in there, and I think there are a lot of truths in there. There's no doubt about it. There are many different scriptures I love and quote all the time, but I'm not sure all the stories in there are completely true. In fact, I think some of them may have an alternative agenda and may not be true whatsoever, and are put in there to trick and fool and to lead and deceive we the Goyim, who are led down this Judeo-Christos mythos. In fact, there's a couple different books I've read recently that strongly point in that direction, that supports the conclusions and spiritual determinations I had previously derived at.
Chris, hold that thought. I hear music. That means break. We'll be right back. Please support the network. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer. You're listening to The American Awakening on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Welcome back to the American Awakening. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Be a force multiplier. We had a great caller last night. I think it was Mike in Kentucky, who is rebroadcasting RBN material, RBN shows and broadcasts over public TV, public access TV in his area. I think that's a fantastic idea. Public access is public access. There should be no reason why this any of these broadcasts on the RBN network shouldn't be allowed. You want to do something activist? You want to take a swipe at the man? You want to do some real damage to the New World Order and some good for the freedom movement and patriotism? Let's see. Let's just get a hold of your local cable TV public access channel. And, they'll probably make you jump through a few hoops. I think we did it a few years back here in upstate New York. And it worked out pretty well. The better studio equipment you have, but you don't have to have much. I mean, what do you need to rebroadcast a show? You don't have to put your face on there. You don't have to have a camera. You can do it real simple just by rebroadcasting. This is a great way to get the word out there. And it's a great way to support the network. Maybe if you can't do it financially, you can do it by spreading the signal out as far as it can go. Once again, be a force multiplier. Turn your voice and your truth of mind over to many others. Try to get out there and recruit people, so to speak, and let them know. Say, hey, what do you think about this? Run it for a while, see how it goes. Submit it to you if you have a local radio station. Submit some of these broadcasts to them. Maybe they want to carry one of these broadcasts. Who knows? So it's otherwise, do the best you can to support the network. And I want to thank Gary and Chris, and we still have George in Texas on the line. I want to turn it back over to you guys. It's a fascinating discussion. Where did we leave off? Chris, do you remember?
Well, we were just talking about so many different things. I will tell you that I've got a really interesting document that, if we understand that everything is not as it seems, it depends upon how you utilize it. There are multiple different UCCs, the Universal Canaanite Communist Code, as I prefer to call it, but it does have some value in it, and a lot of it makes sense whenever you understand and you're familiar with the terms in it. UCC 9-109, 1 and 2, tells you that the utilization of a device dictates what its character and nature is. You know, you can use a pencil as a weapon. You can certainly stab somebody in the eye or the ear with it and probably kill somebody with it. But it's generally used as a writing instrument to reproduce the written word. And it's kind of insane to presume it otherwise. Just like an automobile, you can use it to haul freight or passengers from the fire. Then it becomes a motor vehicle because it's used for commerce, the transportation to earn money, revenue, and charge a fee, fine, tax for somebody for being carried from one place to the other. But when you're using it for your own private purposes in your home or for an investment purpose or even other recreational purposes, if you choose, and you're not hauling freight or passengers for hire, then it becomes a mere automobile, and it's not private home effects or household goods. And there are many different cases that cite that, not the least of which is an easy one to remember, Lawwill, L-A-W-I-L-L, versus Lawwill. And it's the same name over and over. And that case tells you the same thing, and there are multiple different cases I can cite you with Supreme Court reporters from California and other jurisdictions that tell you the same thing. And if the Supreme Court and if the UCC tell us the same thing, how can someone pervert things to their own interest when they have a financially vested interest into dictating to categorize it in something that suits their own private self-enriching agenda or their theft-based interest? It's an insane concept.
May I, please?
Yeah, go ahead, Gary. Please do.
Yeah, just real quick, like, I think when we're talking, to back up a little bit, you have to remember there are two Talmuds. There's the Jerusalem Talmud and there's the Babylonian Talmud. You will probably never see a Babylonian Talmud, to my knowledge. That is the one that the one they'll let you get to see is the Jerusalem Talmud. And one other thing, while we're back and going back just a little bit, you know, we talk about all the things that we should be doing around the world. But our Father gave us complete instructions in the Scriptures exactly what he wanted us to do. He said in Matthew chapter 10, verse 5, he said, these 12, I'll talk after the music.
Excellent. Good call, Gary. You heard it. All right, listen, we'll be right back. This is a fascinating discussion tonight. You're not going to hear this anywhere else. You're going to hear it here. Support the network. Please watch you. This is Derek Freeman, Screamer, sitting in for Mike Herzog on The American Awakening. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game. At the top of your game with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the American Awakening. Thank you for staying with us tonight. This is Eric, the Freedom Screamer, sitting in for Mike Herzog. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have Gary in Michigan. We have Chris in Las Vegas. Fascinating discussion tonight. We're talking about the Talmud, the Cabal, the name of the Creator, a whole list, litany of fascinating topics and insights from Gary and Chris, and we appreciate them. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, Gary. Go ahead.
Hello? Real quick, like I said, I know you got a caller, and I'd like sure like to hear him too. He says in chapter 10 of in verse 6 of Matthew, he says in verse 5, he says these 12 his disciples, he says, go to why he sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not into the ways, go not into the ways of, hang on just a minute here. Go not into the ways of the Gentiles or the nations, other nations, and into any city of the Samaritans. Enter ye not. This is his disciples he's sending out as missionaries. But in verse 6, he says, but go ye rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And the old text said only. Okay? So he made it very specific. And when you go over to connect that, and then I'll make it quick as I can here. When you go over to connect that, you get right in Revelations, and you get to chapter 21. And I'll just read a verse here, too.
It says, take your time.
He said, he's talking about this is where the marriage supper takes place. But he said, and it's seeing a wall great and high. And here's what he said in verse 14. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. You see, the 12 apostles of the Lamb. He goes back in verse 12, and he says, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereupon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel.
Right.
So the whole book is based on the after the birth of Jacob, okay? And so the whole book is based on the sons and daughters of Jacob Israel in purity. Now I have a granddaughter that my son is a Baptist preacher in his church, and they have sent her to Costa Rica. Okay? And I asked her when she was home this last time, are there any Israelites in Costa Rica? Because my wife worries deeply about this whole thing. Because that's the other temptation out there, you see. You send them off these foreign lands, and they marry into those foreign lands that they go to. This doesn't happen once in a while. It happens a lot. Plus, they bring back diseases to our own families. And I said to her, I said, you know, I just soon you not really show up at the farm. Okay? If you want to be a missionary to the Costa Ricans, that's fine. But my scripture nowhere tells anybody to go to Costa Rica to be a missionary. And this is the problem. Right. And our son's church is losing half of their lost half of their congregation by people just dropping out and dropping away. We're not growing our own selves. We're losing, and because we're not doing the right thing. I yield.
Well, you know, we have to fix our own house before we can be a benefit to anyone else. We have so much travesty and tragedy and atrocity being committed in this country. We have no business really looking anywhere else at this point. Once again, the Bundys are sitting in cages tonight being tortured by a private prison facility that the new administration is heavily invested in. Let's fix our own sewage house before we start going off around the world. I got to kind of agree with you on that.
Exactly. I've got something for you on that, Eric. I've got a form here. It's called an AO. That's an administrative order form, 310, Rev 316, to the Judicial Council of whichever circuit. It's a complaint of judicial misconduct or disability. It's fairly simple form. It's a two-page sheet, although you could spend some time espousing what the difficulties or disabilities were. Remember, R60B is the rules of evidence regarding judicial abuse of discretion. And never plead five, because it's a broad one. You have to be specific with your complaints of how your judge has abused their discretion by aiding the prosecution from the bent, obstructing justice, being discriminatory in the acceptance of witnesses, suppressing the defense's witnesses, suppressing the ability of their jury to see videos whenever they're showing them to the defense or prosecution counsels, limiting them to have what evidence they can see. This is the signs of what we know as an inquisitional or inquisitorial court system, which is what the old Star Chamber was. And this is what we're seeing Gloria Navarro and other judges in that, in fact, in the whole 9th Judicial District. They had a meeting here, I think, during January. I don't know the exact date. I was locked up, and I wasn't able to get the direct information and find out when. But similar to the Sedona conference they had a few years ago, whenever they were plotting against the people and how they're going to use e-discovery and e-evidence and e-data mining to find data about cases before they put them before the court. In fact, my case that I put in against the county commissioner and the district attorney here, they immediately put that under seal, sua sponte, on their own. The court itself is masking
hiding the evidence of criminality, therefore aiding and abetting the commission of the continuation of crimes in this county against me and others of the people here, which is exactly what they're doing with the Bundy situation. I know I read a complaint by, it was Hansen and Rasmussen Law Firm that did a Title 42 1988 Bivens action for Clive and Bundy, a complaint about, of course, then it was Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch, Barack Obama and Harry Reid and Roy Reid and a couple of other attorneys that were involved in the oppression of his rights. Now, I don't think it ever got any legs in the federal court system, but because of the cult of the bar, in fact, that's what you're seeing take place in this court system of Gloria Navarro. She is biasing. They're trying to regain face by any means or schemes possible to save face from the complete turnover of the people in Malheur Wildlife Refuge and setting all those people free up there because of the abusive nature of the BLM and their criminal perpetration of using mercenary forces to kill people and kill animals and destroy infrastructure and all sorts of horrific things, burning up people's land to steal it and murdering a LaVoy Finicum. This is absolutely insane that these people are being jailed while these people are running around free. Wouldn't it be equal justice under the law to have those same bad actors in prison at the same time, maybe in the same jails where the Mundys and others are at? If they're going to arrest one, they should arrest all. That's equal justice.
Absolutely. We have to work toward that end, and that's why the common law grand jury movement is so important. People, and it requires people in the community in large numbers getting involved. Because as long as it's fractionalized and the patriot community is a minority in certain areas, it's a difficult uphill battle to get the communities that are more patriotic. And I guess there you don't have as much to fight because they haven't elected a bunch of communists and Vatican henchmen and former intelligence officers who were never former. They're in all the time. That's why these people come out, and they used to be with the CIA, and they used to be with it. They're not used to be anything. They're just playing a role, continuing in their career. You don't leave those agencies.
Eric, may I?
Sure,
Eric. Let's not forget the guy out in California who wants to be on.
Who was that, Gary?
Don't forget the guy in California is waiting to get to talk.
Yes, let's go to Greg in California. Thank you, Gary, for reminding me. Greg, go ahead, my friend. We lost Greg in California. Greg, call back if you'd like to. We'll give you the last 15 minutes. So if you'd like to join the conversation, it's 800-313-9443. This is Eric the Freedom Screamer sitting in for Mike Herzog on The American Awakening. You're listening to the RBN Network. We have Gary in Michigan, our senior fellow. We have Chris in Las Vegas, our semi-senior fellow. Chris in Las Vegas is a real-life Alexander Solzhenitsyn, and I'm not joking. He took the lockup in a psychiatric ward for his political beliefs, period, end of story. And what's going on is, think about how far down the toilet of tyranny we've gone. And I know I'm talking to people out there who listen, they've heard it before, and they know where we stand. But think about the people who are on board with the enemy right now, either by proactive action or by acquiescence and allowing it to happen. And those are the people we need to get through to. This is why getting out there and introducing yourself through jury nullification flyers at the witch's courthouse is a great point of activism. What a great place to sow the seeds of freedom. Everybody there is being persecuted. Everybody there is seeking liberty. You're going to run into people from all walks of life. You may run into somebody down there that you know. And it would behoove people to get down on jury selection day, call your county courthouse, ask them when jury selection is. I do it. I've done it. I just did it just the other day. So I'm not out telling people to do things I'm not doing myself. Created quite a little stir around the courthouse. It was very interesting. Very interesting. One of the bailiffs came over to a juror and said, "Look, what do you got there? Let me see that," and tried to take it. And I said, "Oh, that's his property. You can't take that. I gave that to him, and that's not yours." And I had to kind of clear a few things up. And they were pretty cool about, reading it and allowing it to be passed out. I got a little grief. The one bailiff came over and said, "Oh, the judge doesn't want you passing out flyers in the courtroom or in the lobby. You can do it outside." And I said, well, I won't do it in the courtroom. And I said, he has no authority to tell me that I cannot pass out the flyers in the lobby. This is public property. And if he's going to issue that ruling, could you please get it in writing for me so I can pursue this further in the federal courts? And, of course, he never came back out, and they stopped hassling me. You just have to kind of know what to say a little bit. Stand up for yourself. Do it firmly, politely, but do it. And get down there. Find out when jury selection day is. Get yourself a jury nullification flyer. I would suggest the one at courtroomwatch.com, but apparently as of the other night, it was going to a 404 error. They've done this to us before. We just keep reposting it. Go to courtroomwatch.com and play around and see if one of, there's a couple different places to click. One of them may be going the old posting that's still going to a 404, and there might be a fresh posting. I think there was two different ways you could access that jury nullification flyer, but if they're all going to an error and being blocked, then just be persistent and keep going. Check in with us every few days because we're trying to keep things, you know, up and reposted. But tough battling the enemy. When you're right on the money, they pull stuff off your website. You know, it's difficult to battle that because it sometimes just takes time, but persistence usually pays off. So when we get it back up there and jury nullification flyer gets passed out at the county courthouse, go down to your town courthouse on traffic court night. There'd be dozens, sometimes more, sometimes 100 people at those small traffic courts. The medium-sized towns, they're running them through like crazy for all minor code violations. And once again, there's average people like us, and they're going to be wanting to know what's going on. You pass out some nullification flyers, pass out a link to RBN, hand them a CD with a couple of broadcasts. Pick a couple of your favorite broadcasts out of the archive, pass them out, hand them out, repost them on. Once again, be a force multiplier. Try to get the word out to as many people as possible. I would suggest posting links to your favorite broadcasts from RBN. Of course, Facebook, Twitter, the usual social if you're involved with that. If not, just carry around a box of CDs and hand them out. Say, listen to this. You may like this broadcast. You may like somebody else on this network. You know, so get the word out there. Jury nullification flyers are really the best way. It's the most powerful. It's the biggest bang for the least buck, so to speak. Small risk, minimal risk to go down to the courthouse and hand out flyers on jury selection day. And put one on the bulletin board and make sure you tell them you expect that flyer to be left up on the bulletin board. You're going to come back in and keep reposting it. You don't want to have to call the high sheriff because those bailiffs down at the courthouse work for the sheriff. So call the sheriff and say, hi, I'm an activist. I'm posting jury notification flyers. It's not, you know, it's non-threatening. It's no profanity. I want to expect my flyer to be left alone and not pulled off the bulletin board. Make them squirm a little. I like Chris's idea. Let's file complaints against the judges. It's easy to get in the frame of mind of, oh, the enemy's too powerful. Let's give up. And, you know, what are you going to do? Or how are you going to fight, you know, City Hall? Or blah, 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 blah. I'm telling you right now, from doing the thing with the courtroom observers, I've seen public pressure work. It's the only thing that works in the end. And I've seen it work really well. A lot of people have walked out of some serious, serious situations that would not have walked out of those situations if it weren't for hundreds of phone calls coming from caring people who know about the common law and can make a salient point, that's the right word, a cogent, coherent. And it doesn't have to be anything fancy. Just, hey,
you know, Eric.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
You know, I've got to share with you and the listeners, while I was locked up in the Lakes Crossing Center in Sparks, Nevada, 400 miles away from my home to get me out of the hair of the district attorney and the county commission down here, I made three live broadcasts and tried to, in fact, I may have done one on RBN too. I don't remember for sure, but on a couple of other channels. And I brought on a guest named Orlando Delgado, who put a YouTube video up here in Las Vegas called How My Daughter Was Killed in Las Vegas. Something along that line. It was really his fiance he was writing about, and it had to do with the same judges, Jennifer Togliatti and Nancy Becker here, that locked me up there. And the day after he put his video up on YouTube, they came to his house and they arrested him, much like me the day after I served Steve Wolfson, the county district attorney here in Clark County. The very next day, I was remanded back into custody by Nancy Becker, who slandered me, libeled me, and defamed my character. I'm thinking about putting a suit against her personally for this in particular, trying to claim that I was incompetent. In spite of, I have over 15 different testimonies, notwithstanding the state of Nevada itself appointed me and deemed me to be competent to be a guardian over a time of 1.5-year-old granddaughter or quasi-granddaughter, stepdad granddaughter of mine named Faith, who was, we raised her up from the time as guardian ad litems for her, and we were competent, and she's grown up in spite of extreme learning disabilities, being dyslexic and other learning disabilities. She's still a very functional young adult, and we did a pretty good job with raising her up. She spoke down the county commission meetings against the NDAA, and they were very impressed with her. But they tried to deem me as being incompetent. That's slandering and defaming my name, doing me irreparable harm to my character and my nature. And I've got over 15 different job certifications that testify to my competency, notwithstanding a Q clearance with a TSSBI endorsement at the Secured Areas of Nevada test site and other CASA, court-appointed special advocate positions in Utah and Nevada.
Mm-hmm. No, and your very appearance here on this broadcast is testimony to itself. I mean, think about this, people. They're calling patriots incompetent and locking them up in psychiatric hospitals, and this goes on all over the country. We just happen to have had it happen really close to home here, so to speak. Imagine, this is not the exception. This is the rule, and it's going on everywhere. That's why, Gary, before we close for the night, could you say a prayer and protection for the political prisoners and the patriots, and a prayer against the wicked that they may be stopped?
Okay, our Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you for the blessings that you've passed on and you've given to the house of Israel. And Father, as we think about the people who are incarcerated, we pray, Father, that would touch themselves and touch their body, touch their mind, keep them sane, keep them in touch with the truth, and that your light would shine in their life. And Father, we do thank you for this opportunity to be on this program. We pray for the station and pray for its success, that these things of truth, the truth of our Father, the Creator, and the truth of the country that he gave us to have and to hold and to keep in the traditions of his word and his laws, his statutes, and his type of form of government that we would continue to have here. We ask, Father, that they'll continue to bless and protect each and everyone who's on the program tonight. We ask this all in Yodivahi's name, so be it.
Thank you so much for that, Gary. We want to encourage people to stay with this network and support the network. I'll be back next week. I believe, Mike, I'm on until further notice, I think was what was told to us. Okay. Sounds good. Mike's, I guess, what was that again, Mike, so I can give the listeners an update? I'm sorry. All day long I've been thinking today's Friday. I apologize. I will be here tomorrow night. I would have woken up in the morning and realized it was Friday and been here tomorrow. Don't sweat it, folks. All right, and so you will get more of us tomorrow night. Love it or hate it, let John Stadtmiller know. And if you love it, please support the network and do it on a monthly basis. It doesn't have to be a lot, but if you do it steady and that all piles up, many hands make light work and many truths make a free mind and a free body. So we're trying to get to the truth here. We want to thank Gary in Michigan. I'd like to thank Chris in Las Vegas for joining us. We got a few minutes left. Chris, do you have any closing comments about the things in general, or Gary, anybody want to chime in? Our caller is still with us. Feel free.
Well, lastly, I will share with you that activism does work. Contacting the courtroom administrator, when I went to the Bundy trial yesterday, and I walked in, and there were three sets of headphones laying on the pew just as you walked in the door. Nobody had to produce ID to get them. There may have been four sets in there. I think one set was in use when I walked in. So they had absolutely got the message that they must provide those for the hearing impaired or and they did what they were supposed to do after having it brought to their attention that the American Disabilities Act mandated they do that without requiring identification. So activism does work.
It sure does. And I'll completely concur and agree with Chris. I've seen it happen. I was pessimistic before I really started pushing the envelope and trying to get people in large numbers to do the same thing, like call the same judge, the same vicar general, same judicial vicar and complain about the same case for one person who was a nobody, so to speak, and not a big name person in the media or in the movement or anything. Just people, average people. I mean, just people who were walking down the street and got sucked into the witch's court. Tammy in Connecticut was a classic story. A very happy ending to a very originally sad. They were, she was just being abused because she was a patriot. She overheard the trooper swearing and yelling into the, after he was talking to whoever the dispatcher was, going into checking up on her through the database, so to speak, saying, oh, so she's a sovereign citizen, oh, she's a patriot, and blah, 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 you know, kind of bad-mouthing. And she, you know, she could overhear the fact that he knew, you know, just by running her name that she was a patriot, and he was going to give her a hard time. And, boy, it snowballed into a whole bunch of stuff that she never did. And anyway, we helped her out quite a bit with the proper phone calls. We were filling the mailbox of the Vicar General, and she walked away a free woman. Well, I'll explain her little story. So that was a very, very good activism worked. That was one where it really worked, and that was the only thing that worked. Someone on her behalf had written a world-class habeas corpus that they totally ignored and buried at the bottom of the pile, kept her in a psychiatric ward for 6 months. I'll have her tell her story sometime. She's a wonderful woman who went through the same thing Chris did, and because nobody was there for her at the time, we didn't know about her when she was in that situation, and she spent 6 months. So think about it. This is where we are in this country right now, and I don't see it getting any better under the new administration. I see it getting worse. As long as the patriot persecution is going on, nobody in the administration or in the corporate government has any business running around the world doing anything but paying attention to the freedom and the liberties that we enjoy without permission from the government, and get this witch's court thing with holding people no bail for a year and a half before they even go on trial. And when there's a mistrial, hold them again for another bite at the apple. I mean, it's gone, and all the atrocities that go along with it. We're fighting a true evil. The evil is in the government. It hasn't changed one bit. It's getting worse now. The new attorney general is absolutely god-awful, and maybe something will be done about this. But, you know, I'm not optimistic. We came to, once again, the swamp is being drained and refilled with fresh feces on a consistent and constant basis. Any closing words tonight, Gary?
Oh, I was muted out and listened very careful to what everybody had to say, and I really appreciate all the knowledge that's given out, and I sure can use a tune-up every day of my life in knowledge. It says in Hosea, the fourth chapter, the sixth verse, my people suffer because of lack of knowledge, and then we reject the knowledge that we do come on us, which even makes it worse, and then we deny the law of the Father, the Creator, which is another compounding out of that chapter 4, verse 6. So for that I yield, and may our Father bless America. It's a great country, and he gave it to us, as we said, that this is the land of the pine and the fir and the boxwood, where they grow together. This belongs in the house of sons and daughters of Jacob Israel. This is our country, and we wish we could get it back to where it should be. But if we don't get to do it, we'll occupy until he comes as best we can in Scripture. And if we don't get it done then there's the day of reckoning when the Father will take over and he will set up his kingdom here on this earth again.
And every nation shall
bend. A new heaven coming down.
And, thank you, Gary.
I venture to say,
thanks, folks.
I venture to say there are many more righteous people here in America than
super
thought out for G. Moore
against the evil and the evil ones.
Amen. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow night on the American Awakening on the RBN Network.
Health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire. Choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.